Mishnah Vos, we learned in the previous Mishnah that without any of the additions which are needed on a Shabbos or in the afternoon or on Sukkos, the Korban Tomid itself required 9 Kohanim for its offering. Now the Korban Tomid was a sheep within its first year, and the truth is that every Korban which was a sheep or a goat, which was within its first year, it would require 9 Kohanim. But if it is an ayil, a ram, a sheep which is 2 years old, korbanos which are bought as an ayil, korev ba'achadosar, that would require 11 kohanim to offer it up. Since a ram was larger, it was heavier, so it required more kohanim to transport the things to the ramp of the mizbeach. Habosar, the actual meat of the animal, ba'chamisha, that required 5 kohanim, meaning for 5 out of 6 of the kohanim who transported the limbs of the korban tomid to the ramp, the exact same thing applied for a ram. So for example, one kohen would bring the head and the back right leg of the ram, and he would do that by himself, just like with the korban tomid. However, unlike the Korban Tomid, where one kohen was required to bring the intestines, the krovayim, in a bowl, when it comes to a ram, since it was heavier, there were more intestines, more inner parts of the animal, because it was larger and heavier, so our krovayim, the intestines, as well as the hasoiles, the flour used for the flour offering, more flour was required for a ram, the hayayin, and the wine which is used for nischayayin, again, more wine was required, and therefore bishnayim shanayim, 2 karnim were required for these 3 things each. So you've got 5 karnim, plus 2, plus 2, plus 2, and that's how you get to 11 altogether, which are needed for a korban, which is a ram.